So I just want to begin with a small apology. We lost a note. You know, we took a note down and then it disappeared, I'm afraid. So if you left a note for us and we didn't respond, if you wouldn't mind writing it again. So if you've had a note and it has been responded to, you can also write it again. But but just particularly for the person who didn't get a response. Very sorry about that. So we find ourselves in an interesting part of this retreat, you know, our last day together. And I say it's interesting, actually probably every part of a retreat is actually potentially interesting, but we can already start to feel like the pull of transition. And because that can be occurring, I just want to kind of name it and kind of bring consciousness to it, and also see if we can really take advantage, you know, really enjoy, really find the profit of what we've been cultivating. So even though there could be a temptation of like, what am I going to do next? How am I going to be? Actually, we've been cultivating a calming of the mind, a steadying of the mind. And to make the most of our experience, you know, maybe there's still a lot of potential for deepening in there. And we've mentioned before this idea of meditation as deep listening. And the more kind of quiet and steady we can become, perhaps the deeper we can listen. So there's kind of more available to us, more potential available to us now for the practice of meditation. And for sure, it'll be useful in, you know, as we transition back to life outside of retreat. But it's really going to be most valuable for this practice here. So we've been practicing with body awareness, feeling how thoughts, emotions, even ideas, concepts, perceptions appear in the body. How we can find them in the body or find like a mirror of them, a reflection of them in the body. And also seeing what we can do in ways of opening the contraction, opening the tightness when we find those. What does that do for our experience? One thing it can do is kind of, as we open more space, it can also open the possibility of more intimacy with what is there. I just wonder if you've noticed that quality. So in a certain way, we're bringing attention away from the object and towards the relationship towards that object, which then opens out the possibility for it to appear in perhaps a slightly different way than it was before. We spoke about this kind of fading of its solidity. We see this with sensations, you know, like a becoming more fluid, becoming more vibrant, perhaps just becoming more energetic, rather than being a fixed, solid thing. And because of this, we can also see that when we bring more attention to the way that we're relating to something, we also open that range and we can find the ability to lean towards other qualities. This opening, this allowing, and what we also might kind of recognize, this also has the flavor of metta. Yeah, it's a flavor of friendliness, of welcoming, of kindness. And if it's painful, also of compassion, to resonate with it, to meet it well. And so this can still be really like our core practice, There's so much to explore here. We're not so inclined to kind of add extra, kind of a really different practice. But it's also possible to come at this from kind of different angles. So last night, Karen opened up this whole quality of our experience, which we can refer to as this kind of sense of self. Now, have you noticed, as you do these practices, when we find ways to allow contraction to open, we also allow dukkha to soften, what happens to the sense of self? Yeah. Also quietens. So this sense of self is also dependent on the way of relating. Yeah. That's really quite something important to see. A really wonderful insight to come close to. Getting to know the sense of self in contraction. And getting to know the sense of self in openness or ease. So when we talk about this sense of self as it's a fabricated thing, it's made up. One of the descriptions of how we make it up is through the khandhas, as Karen walked us through last night, this rupa, sense of form, this body is mine. That's one way of seeing it. But in another way, this body is an expression of nature that we look after. There's always different ways of seeing these things. Vedana comes up. Oh, this is pleasant. I like it. Did you make that Vedana? Did you make that pleasantness? Feels like we did, but when we really look, it's like, no, it's just a label on top of it. The Vedana itself can also change. Tasty food, it has a pleasant Vedana. Keep eating that tasty food. Keep eating. Keep eating. You're already full. You keep eating. You keep eating. The Vedana is changing. Yeah? First it gets boring. Then it becomes not so nice anymore, and then really unpleasant. So the Vedana of a thing doesn't exist, and the whole process of adding that Vedana isn't so personal. And then the subtler levels, this perception, making a thing out of flow of light, sounds, of transitoriness. The perception fixes. Then it can also open. This perception is also more fluid, more free to work with. This whole activity of constructing, sankhara, constructing together experiences through intention, attention, where we place things. I also feel like this is something I do, I'm doing, I'm making this. This is me, this is something that reveals me. It's also an unfolding process. Like rolling, happening, occurring, like opening out like this. So we could say a perspective we could take on it is it's happening by itself. Yeah, it doesn't need an owner, doesn't need a self to be doing this. Yeah, it's a process unfolding. And then this knowing, this cognizing, this consciousness quality. When we look and we examine, we see all of these changing processes that we can take as a sense of self. And the clinging to these, the grasping onto these, all the products of these is dukkha. And opening around them, allowing them to flow, allowing them to unfold is releasing this contraction, releasing this dukkha. So it's worth to be really clear here that I'm not sharing this as a truth, as more as a skillful way of looking. So we might feel like we're a truth seeker, we want the truth, we want to know what's really happening. But these teachings seem to me to be more about useful ways of exploring our experience. Yeah, so we can hear a teaching like this and say, no, that's not true. Okay. Is it useful to see it this way? Do we want to have this as a potential in the way that we can see? So we mentioned before, when we find ourselves in contraction, what's the sense of self like there? When we open into ease, what's the sense of self like there? So hearing a teaching in this way, what happens to the sense of self when it feels threatened by a teaching that suggests it's not quite what it seemed to be? Yeah, can contract. Can we ease there? Can we open again? So we get to see this process, and the sense of self can ease, can relax a little bit. The sense of self is something that appears in consciousness. It's something we perceive. Yeah? It has a vedana to it. What does that suggest about it? That the sense of self is actually a gathering together. It's actually something to be met well. It's actually an object, a phenomena to us. And it's not exactly who you are, right? It's actually something you meet. And so we're looking at different ways of meeting experience, perhaps even different ways of perceiving, different ways of relating. And so what I'd like to suggest as the practice we can do now is actually really turning up the level of kindness towards everything that we perceive. And this is a really radical metta practice that was shared by Rob Babea, shared for us to kind of explore. And, you know, let's see how this affects these aggregates, these khandhas, these gatherings, these groupings that we can build together into a sense of self, but also open into a sense of path towards freedom. And see what this does to the appearances that come to us, including the sense of self. So we can know or imagine or adopt the view that everything that arises wishes to be known and to be met with kindness and care. We just adopt this kind of position that, you know, this sound is arising to be met with kindness and care. This sensation in the body is arising to be met with kindness and care. A way of looking. It doesn't necessarily need to be true. It doesn't need that they really have an intention like that. But if we look at it that way, what does it do to experience? So this is a metta way of looking, a metta way of relating. Beginning with whatever experience is prominent at this time. perhaps particularly meeting a prominent sound. Yeah, can we meet that with metta? Yeah, it woke us up. Great, thank you. Pulled me away from about to drop off and dream. Actually, let's come into the body. Let's find a prominent body sensation. What do you perceive in the body right now? So this perception. And in some metta practices, we use phrases. It could be useful to try out some phrases towards this and notice the energy or the vibration of the phrase as we say, you know, like, may you be allowed. May you be allowed to be here. May you feel welcomed. Staying with that sensation, that perception of a sensation. May you be cared for. Or what about, may you be peaceful? May you be at ease? Okay, so this is perhaps a slightly different intention we're bringing. So the different sankhara we're bringing into the process, different constructing agency, a mental formation, bringing quite radical kindness. May you be allowed. May you be welcomed. Finding your own words, of course. May you be cared for. May you be peaceful and at ease. Maybe you can notice how this resonates with the practice we did yesterday. There's this opening of contraction. Now, this practice may also cause a little bit of contraction. We can turn our attention towards that also. But may this be allowed, a resistance to this kind of practice. For whatever reason. May it also be welcomed. And cared for. And be listened to. May it be peaceful, at ease. You can also practice with a wider range of vedanas. So if you automatically went to an unpleasant sensation, Also open to a more neutral one, or perhaps even a pleasant sensation you can find in the body. If you went to a pleasant or neutral, move to another type. Slowly, slowly we'll include all the possible ranges. Like a neutral sensation, perhaps the contact of the air on the skin, the weight of the body on the floor, or where the body is touching the body, hands on the lap, that kind of. Perhaps there's even some pleasant sensations, like maybe the back of the hands actually feel kind of good. Maybe the little finger is doing okay. The inside of the elbows might already really be at ease. May it be welcomed. Cared for, supported. May it be peaceful. And again, just seeing if we can keep a fullness of the Vedana, so including a pleasant or more neutral or even unpleasant sensation if we haven't already. And just radiating that atmosphere of kindness and welcoming, if you can. Using your own words or these ones of welcoming, caring. Wishing to be peaceful and at ease. Just for interest, let's see if we can open a way just from the body sensations to open to the sounds that are arising and passing. So arise and be welcomed. Cared for. Allow to arise and to pass. There can be distant sounds to meet well, to meet with kindness. Nearer sounds, sounds in the room. Also internal sounds, sounds of the body. Heart pumping, blood flowing in the ears. And as we listen, utilizing the gift of hearing, can become a phenomena in our attention, to be able to hear. Something we receive, it's not really ours, it's borrowed. Given. Can the ability to hear be welcomed? Cared for? Peaceful? What about the taste on the tongue right now? No matter how subtle, subtly perceived, can it be welcomed, given all of our conscious attention, also allowed to change, to be dynamic, or even somewhat unknowable. And yet also a sense of being cared for. To be at ease, not demanded to change to another flavor. And this ability to taste, not something we do, just happens. We can welcome and care for our capacity to taste that we've received. Maybe there's some scent or aroma, smell in the nose, coming through the nose senses. Again, it might be very subtle. Might notice that it's changing, it can be allowed to change and also fully welcomed. This perception of smell with its Vedana, fully welcomed, whole process, also this amazing ability to be able to smell, some image, some perception of this ability, it's perceived by us and then met well. Perhaps there's some sense of darkness behind the eyes, or brightness, or something in the visual field. Can that also be welcomed? Even if it seems very neutral, can it be cared for? Or would that look like? What would that feel like? To be not demanding it to be any way different. Be peaceful and at ease. So allowing it also to disappear if it disappears. This ability to be conscious of the visual field, to perceive in a visual way. Isn't really something we do or own. It can be welcomed, allowed for, cared for. We can come towards the mind. Is there a particular flavor of mind right now? Like a mood? Or a mind state? Might be pleasant, might be unpleasant, might be kind of neutral. Could it still be welcomed? There's an appearance in this sense door of the mind. To be allowed to change. To be offered peace and ease. Any thoughts and emotions that are arising and passing, also perceived in consciousness, also perceived with a certain vedana. May also be welcomed, allowed, even cared for. May they come and go in peace, with ease. So this ability to conceive. ability to think. To feel emotions. Not exactly something we own, something we tune into with a feeling of care, appreciation, welcoming, and peacefulness. We have our senses, the objects in our sense doors, and our whole sensitivity. Met with an atmosphere of kindness, of metta. Whatever arises, wherever attention is drawn, we can welcome whatever the Vedana, whichever the sense door, kindness, care, and ease. Including any irritation at this practice or anything at all. What's it like to welcome irritation? Or welcome boredom? When attention lands somewhere, it's fine. Just an opportunity to practice metta. Whatever you're sensing can be welcomed in this avenue of sensitivity, seeing, hearing, touching, tasting, smelling, conceiving, can also be welcomed. and also our sense of self, practicing, or struggling, enjoying, or had enough, can also be met with metta. Allowed to be the way it is. Allowed to change. Cared for. Met with ease. Offered peacefulness. Not making a problem of anything at all. Just perceptions in consciousness with metta. Wherever attention is now, can it be welcomed and cared for? The phenomena at this sense door and the sensitivity and even the consciousness that reveals it. Notice too that this atmosphere of metta, of welcoming, also something we can sense. We can have a sense of the metta. Just tuning into that sense of welcoming and kindness. Allowing it to be felt. Also allowing that quality of metta to be welcomed, to be cared for. Share metta with the intention for metta. Perhaps allowing it to expand. May everything that arises be met well.